Lee, there's a claim that's all over the internet, and it's in several popular books now, that Christianity stole its essential message from mystery religions. For instance, Mithraism, and it got the idea of the resurrection from them. And so a lot of people are saying that. I know you investigated this when you did your work on the book, The Case for the Real Jesus. What did you find about this?
Yeah, this is, Mark, absolutely maddening. How just absolutely manufactured out of thin air this argument is, and how it has been so thoroughly refuted by scholars.
A long time ago,
A
right?
long time ago, you know, in the 20th century, first half of the 20th century, it was refuted. And yet it keeps coming back. And you see it, as you say, on the internet and popular books. And the basic idea is, oh, well, the idea of the resurrection of Jesus, the idea of the virgin birth, the idea of him being the Son of God, those are just themes that are stolen from earlier mythology.
It's a copycat religion.
It's a copycat religion. So you don't believe in Zeus, and that's mythology. Why would you believe in Jesus? That's mythology too. You know, and so I wanted to thoroughly investigate this, and I found several very interesting facts. At number one, and this is, by the way, backed up by a senior Swedish scholar, T.N.D. Mettinger, who recently wrote a scholarly book analyzing all of the data on this. It's a very influential book, and he's a very influential scholar. And his conclusion is that there are the virtually universal belief among legitimate scholars is that there are no myths about dying and rising gods that predate Christianity. In other words, this idea that Christianity stole the resurrection from ancient myths about gods dying and then rising again, though they do not predate Christianity. So Christianity could not have stolen its idea
So
of
maybe
the
they
resurrection
stole them
from
from
them.
Christianity, perhaps.
It could very well be. Now, Mettinger says there are very, very few scholars who take exception to that, and he's one of them, who believe, no, there may be two or three or four or five, there may be a few, a handful of stories about dying and rising gods that predate Christianity. And he says, I'm one of those who believes in that. I'm in a minority, I admit that. Virtually universally, people deny it. I believe there might be.
Interesting.
However, he goes on to say, as you analyze it, what you see is there are no parallels between these myths and the resurrection of Jesus. These ancient myths that even if they did predate Christianity, as I say, very few scholars will say they do, even if they did, they're based on the life and death cycle of vegetation. Nothing whatsoever to do with
Sort
what we
of a
see.
fertility cycle.
Exactly. You know, things flower in the spring and then they die in the fall and then they come back to life. It's nothing to do with what we see in the resurrection of Jesus. So he said there's no connection whatsoever. Now, you mentioned Mithraism, which was a religion that flourished largely in the second century. Parts of it predate Christianity. That's true. And people will say, well, look at all these parallels between Mithraism and Christianity that Christianity apparently stole.
Yeah, it's almost viewed as a fact. I
It's
mean,
all
because it is
That's right.
so often said now, and like we've been saying on the internet in particular, that it's just a given
Yes.
almost.
That's exactly right. And I went to a leading scholar, Dr. Edwin Yamauchi,
Oh.
who is PhD from Brandeis University. He has been called a scholar's scholar.
Yeah.
As you
Highly
know the guy.
respected,
Yeah,
sure.
brilliant, well respected by everybody. And interestingly, an expert on Mithraism. He actually delivered a paper at the Second International Mithraic Conference in Tehran, Iran.
Mithraic
They
conference.
had a huge conference of scholars from around the world who were experts on Mithraism. And
Okay.
he's one of them, and he delivered a paper. So this guy knows what he's
I
talking
missed
about.
that conference.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't invited. I never get to go to the good stuff. But let me just click through with some of the answers he gave me because it's fascinating. People say, well, Mithra was born of a virgin, this god Mithra, and they say he was born of a virgin. And he said, no, he wasn't. He was born out of a rock. He emerged from a rock.
Rock, a
Yeah,
virgin.
well, if the rock's a virgin, then yeah, I guess technically it could be a virgin, but he wasn't born a virgin. Secondly, it says, well, he was born in a cave. Well, fine. Jesus wasn't born in a cave. There's no New Testament reference that says that Jesus was born in a cave. That didn't come up until the second century when that was talked about. So what? And by the way, he was born in a cave. The cave was created because he came out of the rock and it left a hole. So that's where it came from. Well, they say Mithra was born on December 25th. Well, so what? Jesus probably wasn't. I mean, the idea that Jesus was born on December 25th, that Christmas being celebrated on that day, that didn't start till the fourth century.
Yeah.
So what? The other parallel, people say, well, Mithra promised immortality. Well, name me a religion that doesn't have some aspect of immortality. I mean, that doesn't mean anything. Then they say, well, Mithras sacrificed himself for world peace. No, he didn't. There is no evidence of that. What did he do? He killed a bull. That's what he did. He's famous for slaying a bull, period. Had nothing to do with world peace, had nothing to do with the sacrifice. And then the claim that he was buried and resurrected after 3 days.
Mark, yeah, that's the most devastating one.
If that is true, that would be very powerful. Unfortunately, for those that assert that, there is no evidence at all for the death of Mithras, much less his resurrection from the dead.
Interesting.
So here we have, you just click through these points and you see these talked about. Well, even in the Da Vinci Code book, it's specifically talked about as being evidence that Christianity is a copycat religion. And yet, when you examine the evidence, when you look at the facts, what you find is that they do not support the claim that Christianity is merely a copycat religion, stealing its ideas from earlier mythology.